I'm visiting with Representative Gwen Graham. Gwen, it's so great to meet you because you are a representative in the great state of Florida, my home state, my mother's home state.
Yes.
So yeah, we're multi-generational Floridians, you know.
I am as well. There's not that many of us, right. Actually. There's only 30% of Floridians were actually born in Florida. So.
So I like being able to tell people that because
yes.
They are surprised.
Yes.
But I understand you just went on a farm tour in your district very recently. I applaud you for that. And I understand you learned a few things about what's there and the importance of that to the folks in your district.
Yes, absolutely. I actually learned a lot. I have 14 counties in my district, many of them rural, and agriculture is the backbone of our economy. And the intent of the tour was to get out and to learn and to listen and to talk about ways that we can be helpful in Congress, and we achieved all of those goals. It was a wonderful week.
I thought it was interesting the comment you made about how you even saw or discussed the idea of growing citrus up
yes.
here in North Florida.
Yes, actually, Mr. Murphy, Billy Murphy, who lives in Taylor County in Perry, has a North Florida citrus nursery, and I was so impressed. I did not know that we were growing citrus in North Florida, and see, that's one of the wonderful things about the tour. It allowed me to see the opportunities that are there in North Florida as we face this horrific greening problem across the state. It has not found its way. The Scylla has not found its way to North Florida, and we want to keep it that way.
there's a lot of things in South Florida we hope don't make it to
that's
North
right,
Florida.
That's right.
We won't
that's
go
right.
into all of those, but now I'm here with the Agricultural Retailers Association this week doing their Hill visits. We just completed one here in your office. There are some issues important to them that they're, you know, wanting to create some awareness with and talked with you, like the GMO labeling
right.
and
right.
and others. How do you feel about this effort they're doing? Because we did have representatives of their board here from Florida, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciated the opportunity to meet with them so much. That's how I learn from those that are most directly involved with these issues. And we did talk about the GMO issue. And I believe that the science backs up GMOs. Even, recently Melinda Gates has been talking about how the iron-enriched rice has helped in impoverished countries around our world. And I also know that in my district that I want to keep food prices as low as possible. So there are multiple reasons why I believe we need a national standard for GMOs.
Mm-hmm. How about when it comes to an issue like WOTUS, the mm-hmm. waters of the U.S.? We have this rule, and we had a Senate veto override that failed just recently, so I guess we're kind of back to where we were before that. But that's kind of an agency that's really gone out and said we're kind of going to control a whole lot of area, whether it's really wet right now or not.
My background, I don't know if you knew this, but my background is in environmental law, and I understand the regulatory process. And the regulatory process should be one that those are being regulated understand what they're expected to do, and that they feel that they're being treated fairly. And that's been my problem with WOTUS. I don't think any of us would state that we don't want clean water. We all do. But I believe it's unfair to those that are being regulated to put this rule into place until there's better understanding. I think we should go back to the drawing board. I have voted against this every time. We need to go back and work together with those that are going to be affected by this rule potentially and have them be a part of the discussion. It has been a source of confusion all around, and that's just not right.
I saw a map that was put together to show how all the states would be affected,
mm-hmm.
like how much land would then be qualified to be regulated underneath the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, I think, was the most by percentage. And it was virtually the whole state.
Well, we have a lot of water in Florida. We're a peninsula. water everywhere. My district has hundreds of miles of coastline. So, but again, in terms of protecting our water source and having clean water, there's nothing more important to Florida than clean water and clean air. I mean, it's important for our agriculture industries. It's important for our tourism industries. But we need to make sure that regulations that are offered are ones that those being regulated feel that they've had a role in developing and understanding if they're going to be held accountable. And I just don't believe that this process has been one that gives those people that are being regulated that sense of confidence. So that's why I have voted against it, and I think we need to go back to square one and start over.
Well, thank you very much, Representative, for visiting with me here and having the chance to meet you right next door. I'm in district further out west there.
You're in District 1, but, you know, one of the wonderful parts of my service has been the friendships that I've developed with Congressman Miller in District 1 and Congressman Yoho in District 3. We represent the North Florida part of Florida, and proud that we work together to do what's right for North Florida.
All right. Well, keep up the good work. We appreciate what you're doing. And here in Washington, D.C., I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.